The Lift Boy in Lisbon, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Collision by Manu Seppänen. We almost collide. The strengthening cardio part of the workout is all about pumping iron and tiring out the body with push-ups, sit-ups, and exhausting runs around the room. Close to 100 sweaty but firm bodies pace around the place. Everyone's concentrating on giving their best. Then we almost collide together. It happens as we're running. I want to sprint and quickly grow impatient by the enormous back that's sauntering right in front of me. He keeps getting in my way. My competitive side wakes up, and I want to run past him. But just as I find a chance to overtake him, he slows down, and I involuntarily smash straight into his back. We manage to avoid falling into a sweaty heap, but his firm ass certainly leaves a mark on my groin. We stop a few millimeters from the wall. His body is hot and firm. I quickly let go of his waist. He turns around, exchanging an arrogant smile before telling me that he was sorry. He clearly didn't mean it, and if I was a betting guy, I would believe that he thought it was my fault. We start running again. 45 minutes later, we're in the changing rooms. I'm shaking from exhaustion. I try to find my breath again, tearing off my wet clothes and shoes. I love working out. Most of all, I love the feeling that comes afterwards. I'm happy that I managed to push my limits to get stronger and faster. Every fiber in my body is bulging. The skin over my muscles is red. Weirdly, I feel as light as a feather, yet heavy like a rock. The man I collided with storms in. He's panting and breathing. The sweat is pouring out of him like a fountain. I can't help but look at his trembling, rough thighs as he elegantly pulls off his t-shirt. His blonde hair stands up straight. As the sweat drips down his ribs, it's clear that this guy has been working out for a long time. His shoulders are broad and defined, but it's his chest muscles that make me jump. Perfectly shaped, his pecs protrude from his chest. Farthest out, his full and enormous nipples poke. His chest arches beautifully down to a firm stomach. He smells of sweat and man. He nods shortly at me before bending over and pulling off his trousers. Regretfully, I look away. The shower soon fills up with voices, steamy hot water, and bottles of soap and shampoo. I let the hot water pour over me like a waterfall. Suddenly I hear feet slap across the tiled floor. I register that it's him. He stops and carefully looks up beneath his bangs before settling on the shower next to mine. He turns his back and I quickly eye up his buttocks. Evidently he must do a lot of cycling. His ass is perfect. It's hard, round, and peachy. As he soaps his back, his hand reaches down between his buttocks and gently massages his crack. He parts his legs even more and leans forward. Our eyes meet for a split second, causing him to laugh nervously.